Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and I'm so excited for today's show.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and you've come to the right place. Today's topic is weather.
And our title is Rainy Weather. Rainy Weather. Hey, Peter, what did we learn in yesterday's lesson?
Well, we learned that the weather was rainy, and Alex forgot his coat.
Yeah, poor Alex. All right, well, we have a lot more to learn today. Here's Peter with our Read It.
In the Jungle Cafe, Susie and Linda talk about the freezing weather. There is a storm outside. Susie and Linda both like thunder.Taylor promised to lend Alex a raincoat, but Alex went to the studio. Taylor will hurry after him. Rob finds Alex in the studio.
Thank you, Peter. Hey, do you like thunder?
Yes, I love the thunder. When I was a kid, me and my brother would go outside to watch the lightning and hear the thunder.
Really? Well, I like the rain, but I don't like the thunder. It's too loud, and it can be scary, too.
Oh, I think it is so cool. Yes, it is loud, and yes, it is kind of scary, but that's what makes thunder so great.
You're right. Friends, do you like the thunder? Hey, I wonder why Susie and Linda both like the thunder.Let's find out after we learn our key words for today. Here's Christina.
Hi, 我们今天讲到了天气。Linda 说外面好冷哦。It's freezing outside. 形容词 freezing 描述很冷，像冷冻结冰那么冷。外面不但冷，还有大雷雨。Susie 问 ,Did you hear the thunder? 你听到打雷了吗？名词 thunder 就是雷声，因为又冷又下雨，所以 Taylor 答应要借 Alex 外套。答应或承诺的动词就是 promise。Taylor promised to lend Alex a coat。其实 Taylor 要借他的是一件雨衣 raincoat。Taylor has a raincoat for Alex。为了不让 Alex 淋湿 ，Taylor 要赶快到摄影棚去找他。Taylor will hurry to the studio. 这里的 hurry 是动词，匆忙、赶紧做某件事的意思。
That's a big storm outside.
Did you hear the thunder?
Yes. I love the sound of rain and thunder.
So do I. But Rob doesn't. He doesn't like cold and rainy weather.
Will he come to the Jungle Cafe today?
Yes. He can't stay in the studio all day.
But he will try. It is freezing outside. Oh no, there's a big storm outside. When there is a storm, it rains. It's windy, and there is probably a lot of noise coming from the sky.
Storms can be scary. If there is a storm, most people will stay inside. It's not safe to be outside during a storm.
No, it's not. You can get really hurt. Trees fall down, and the wind can be so strong that it's even hard to walk.
That's right. Or you can get sick, but we all know it's just not comfortable.Susie and Linda are talking, and one of them says, Did you hear the thunder? Let's learn more about the word thunder with Christina.
外面打雷了，打雷或者是雷声是 thunder。这个字一开头就是 th 音，碰到这样子的音，我们一定要来练习一下。念 th 的音的时候，请把舌头轻轻地放在两排牙齿中间，然后念 thunder, thunder。因为我们中文没有这种发音，可能念这个音的时候，有人会觉得很怪或不好意思。 可是你下次看英文的电影或者是影集的时候，请你留意一下他们发这个音的时候的嘴型。我想看多了看久了，应该就觉得很正常很自然了。我们来练习这几个字 Thunder Thunder Thought Thought Think Think Throw Throw Three Three一二三的三要念对哦，我们再来练习一次 ，three three。
Thunder is a very loud noise that comes from the sky. I am afraid of thunder, and my cat is afraid of thunder too. He hides under the bed when he hears it.
During a storm, it thunders. Usually, when it thunders, there is lightning too.Lightning is that light that comes from the sky during the storm.
Lightning is very dangerous. When I was younger, I saw a tree getting hit by lightning.
Really? Wow, that's scary. Linda loves the sound of rain and thunder, but Rob doesn't. He doesn't like the cold, and today it's freezing outside.
In New Jersey, the winters are really cold. It's usually freezing in the month of February. Every time I stepped outside, I would say, "It's freezing!"
That's right, but we can use this word other ways. When it's just really cold, it doesn't have to be freezing. We can say, "It's freezing!"
You're right, Peter.All right, well, we have to move on right now. Let's go to conversation B. Susie, where is Alex? Is he here?
He was here, but he went back to the studio.
Already? I have this raincoat for him.
Well, he left. He probably got wet on the way back.
I told Alex to wait here.
Well...He had to go.
Poor Alex. I'll hurry to the studio and give him this coat.
Taylor wants to know where Alex is. We find out that he went back to the studio. She says, I have this raincoat for him. Let's learn more about this sentence with Rebecca.
Hello, friends.If you want to say that you have something for someone, you can use this grammar point, I have noun for noun. For example, I have an apple for you, or I have two books for her. Make sure that you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Peter, I have something for you.
Really? What do you have for me?
I have some chocolate for you.
Wow, thank you very much. But I don't have anything for you.
It's okay, Peter. You can bring me something tomorrow.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good idea. Well, our friend Alex isn't wearing a coat. He probably got wet on the way back. Let's learn more about this with Christina. Hi, Christina.
因为外面在下雨 ,Susie 说 Alex 可能在回摄影棚的路上会淋湿。He probably got wet on the way back. 我们来看这个句子里的片语 on the way. On the way 指的是在路上,而 on the way back 则是在回去的路上。这个片语呈现的方式主要有两种。第一种是 on the way 加上副词,比如 on the way out, 就是在出去的路上。还有Home 也可以当副词，所以可以说 on the way home, 在回家的路上。另外一种说法就是 on the way to some place, 到某个地方的路上。这个时候就要用介系词 to, 比如 on the way to school, 上学的路上，或是 on the way to the bank, 到银行的路上。
Thank you, Christina.You know, I walk to work almost every day. I pass a pet shop, but it's closed in the morning. So on the way back, when it's open, I go inside sometimes to look at the pets.
Oh, okay, on the way back. Sometimes on the way back from work, I'll go to the grocery store to buy my groceries. What about you? What do you do on your way back from school or work? Talk about it with a friend.
In conversation B, we learn that Alex had to go, but Taylor will hurry to the studio and give him her coat. Hurry means you move or go quickly. When I wake up late, I have to hurry to work.
That's right. When you don't have much time, you need to hurry. Or when you are waiting for other people and you want them to move quickly, you can say, hurry up, hurry up.
That's right. Sometimes when I'm driving and there are slow cars in front of me, I will say, hurry up, hurry up.
That's very good. Well, we need to hurry up. We have a break. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Hurry back, okay?
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing a raincoat. It keeps me dry when it rains.
Ah, a raincoat. It looks very nice on you.
Thank you.
I don't think I ever wore a raincoat before. Just a jacket.
Well, if you don't want to get wet, wear a raincoat. All right, friends, let's find out what happens in the last conversation today. Here we go.
Alex, why are you so wet?
It's raining.
I know, but where is your umbrella or raincoat?
My coat is at home, and so is my umbrella. It wasn't raining when I left this morning.
That's too bad.
I don't like getting wet. Taylor promised to bring me a coat, but I had to go.
Well, let's get you a towel. Come on.
Poor Alex. He is all wet. His coat and umbrella are at home. And it wasn't raining when he left this morning.
Left this morning. That means to leave somewhere, right? I can say he left the party very early.
That's a great sentence, Peter. Here's another sentence. When I left my house yesterday, my hair was a little wet. Try making a sentence by yourself, then tell a friend.
Well, Alex doesn't like getting wet. And I don't like getting wet.
I don't like getting wet.
I thought you liked the rain, Marie.
I do, Peter. I just said that because that's today's calendar phrase.
I don't like getting wet.
I don't like getting wet.
我不喜欢弄湿。
Want to swim in the lake?
No, I don't like getting wet.
Want to play in the rain?
No, I don't like getting wet.
Want to jump in the water?
No, I don't like getting wet. Want to use my towel?
No, I don't like getting dry.
Oh.
I don't like getting wet.
I don't like getting wet. 我不喜欢弄湿。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Now, in our conversation, Taylor promised to give Alex a coat, but he had to leave.
Promise. I like that word. Hey, Peter, do you remember what I told you this morning?
I remember, Marie.
Do you promise not to tell anyone because it's a secret?
Okay, I promise.
Are you sure? Can I trust you?
Don't worry, Marie. I promise. When I promise, then you can trust me.
Friends, when you give a promise, it means you will do what you said.
And like I said, Marie, I promised not to say anything. So that means I will not say anything to anyone.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter. Well, Alex is all wet, and Rob is going to give him a towel so he can get dry.
That's right. We use towels after we shower. We're all wet, and we want to dry, so we use a towel.
Now, let's review our keywords. Here we go.
Here's our first key word from today. Freezing. Freezing. It's cold outside. My face is freezing.
Thunder. Thunder. The thunder is really loud.
Promise. Promise. She will help him. She promised.
Raincoat. Raincoat. It's raining. Where's your raincoat?
Hurry. Hurry. I will hurry home for lunch. Okay, friends, those are the key words that we have for you today. Make sure to practice them. And now we can take a look back at our conversations. Let's watch them together.
That's a big storm outside.
Did you hear the thunder?
Yes. I love the sound of rain and thunder.
So do I. But Rob doesn't. He doesn't like cold and rainy weather.
Will he come to the Jungle Cafe today?
Yes. He can't stay in the studio all day.
But he will try. It is freezing outside. Susie, where is Alex? Is he here?
He was here, but he went back to the studio.
Already? I have this raincoat for him.
Well, he left. He probably got wet on the way back.
I told Alex to wait here.
Well, he had to go.
Poor Alex. I'll hurry to the studio and give him this coat.
Alex, why are you so wet?
It's raining.
I know, but where is your umbrella or raincoat?
My coat is at home, and so is my umbrella. It wasn't raining when I left this morning.
That's too bad.
I don't like getting wet. Taylor promised to bring me a coat, but I had to go.
Well, let's get you a towel. Come on.
Look, another rainy day.
Yay! I love rainy days. Let's go outside and play.
Ginger, we can't go outside now. It's raining.
But you promised to take me outside today.
Sorry, Ginger. It's raining. I don't want to get wet.
Wear a raincoat, Monkey Man. Then you won't get wet.
Sorry, I don't have a raincoat.
No problem. You can buy one.
Well, that's an idea.
Yay! Let's go get a raincoat.
Well, not now. It's raining.
Monkey Man, you promised.
You're right. Okay, let's go.
Yay! We're going out in the rain to play. We're going out in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Wow, it's really raining outside. I love the sound of rain, but I hate going out in the rain because I don't like getting wet. Do you like rainy weather? Some people do and some people don't. I like to stay inside when it's raining.
Some children enjoy saying the rhyme, rain, rain, go away, come again another day, because rain usually means they can't go outside to play. When it's raining, people spend time inside. They read or play games or work on their computers. They try to wait until the rain stops to go outside. This is a good idea, especially when it's raining heavily. When there is a lot of rain, driving a car or riding a scooter can be dangerous. There are big puddles on the roads, or sometimes water covers the roads. Floods can sometimes even wash away cars. People are usually careful to stay home when rains are really bad, such as during typhoons or big storms. But when the rain is soft and gentle, it can be fun to be outside. Going for a walk in a gentle rain is fun, especially if it isn't too cold. And when there are puddles, kids love to jump in them. Rainy weather can be a lot of fun.
It's still raining outside. I wish I could stay home, but I have a meeting to go to. It's raining pretty hard, so I'll wear my raincoat and my rain boots, and I'll carry an umbrella. I hope I can get a taxi, so I don't have to walk. See you next time, everyone.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Marie, are you singing?
Well, Peter, since we talked a lot about rainy weather, I thought I would sing a song about the rain. Do you want to sing with me, Peter?
No, thank you, Marie. I like to read a book when it's raining outside, not sing about the rain.
How about dance? Do you want to dance with me?
Dance? But no, thank you, Marie. How about you sing and dance and I'll find a book and read it?
All right, I'll do it myself. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Well, okay, friends, we hope you enjoyed the show and we'll see you again next time right here on
Let's Talk English.
Goodbye.